54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 13 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends of the National Football League through the All-22 tape, and to do it, we've got the best in the business, at least for my money, NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Welcome to Week 13. When we look at the trends, we've covered a lot on both sides of the football, but one of the emerging trends of the National Football League is one of my favorites. It's the hybrid player. It's the safety that you line up in the box, and there's so many different players. For many years, we looked at Charles Woodson as that guy. He was the prototypical safety in the box, move him around, he can play slot corner, he can move him pretty much anywhere. Now, when we look at today's game, although Charles Woodson is still playing, he's up there in his 30s, so let's take a look at some of the younger players, and one in particular as we get started here, Tyrann Mathieu, the rookie safety, has been tremendous, and it's amazing. Steve Keim, their GM, saw something on tape once they got through all the off-the-field stuff. When you just look at the player here, Greg, what does he look like to you on tape?
On tape, he's terrific, and he plays a variety of positions. You'll see him play over the slot when they go nickel or dime. You'll see him play pure safety, and he has tremendous range. One thing that really stands out on film when you watch this kid is how quick he is to the football. He's an explosive kid, and that's one of the first things you look for when you study guys on film, is you see the explosive traits with their movement. And he has that.
Now, when we take a look at some of these hybrid players, I remember watching the matchup show on ESPN, and I heard Ron Jaworski talk about playing dime. The Chiefs play more dime than anyone, and Eric Berry's that guy.
Eric Berry. See, the teams that play dime have to have a hybrid player. You look at Eric Berry, a great example. He's a hybrid safety linebacker. Very often these players, what they can do is they play the run, they can blitz, they play man-to-man against the tight end. We saw earlier in the season the Eagles play Tampa Bay. Mark Barron is that guy for the Bucs. The Eagles upcoming are going to play the Detroit Lions. Here's a name not a lot of people know, but a very good player, Glover Quinn, another guy who is used the same way. The key for these guys is they must be able to do two things in particular. They must be able to blitz, and they must be able to play man-to-man against tight ends. If you can't do that, you can't be that hybrid player.
Now, when we look at defensive backs, you've mentioned Eric Berry, you mentioned Charles Woodson, Glover Quinn, Tyrann Mathieu. Do you see any linebackers playing that hybrid role where they could drop into coverage and do different things?
Well, there's a lot of linebackers now. The game has changed to where speed, movement, explosive traits in the open field are far more important than taking on lead blocks. That's not a trait that scouts look for the way they did years ago, taking on lead blocks in the ISO run game. That will not make a linebacker a first-round pick.
Exactly. Now we look at Connor Barrow, and here's a guy that they line up at as a linebacker. A guy that I saw at the Senior Bowl some years ago came out of University of Cincinnati
as a basketball player, as a tight end,
and he was also a walk-on on the basketball team. Now, Connor Barwin is a guy who can drop.
Yep.
He can rush. He sets the edge, and you're seeing the versatility in his game.
No, and we saw against the Redskins what a phenomenal job he did dropping into the passing lanes. Bill Davis did a phenomenal job just scheming, and Connor Barwin was the beneficiary of it, dropping into passing lanes, taking away those quick inside throws. He had the athletic ability to do that as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
And Greg, when you were talking about the Chiefs and the dime defenses, to me, I think it's got to be a response to the offenses and the rules now, because quite frankly, defenses now, they're more restrictive. There's only so much they can do, so they've got to counteract these offenses.
And offense today is mostly three wide. Some teams still are more traditional and line up with two tight ends or two backs. But mostly the game now is played with multiple wide receivers spreading the field. So what do defenses have to do? They have to get more athletic players who can run sideline to sideline. The emphasis now is on explosive movement on defense. It's not on physicality. It's not the same game it was years ago. So that's absolutely critical for today's defenses in the NFL, is they must have players with range, with sideline-to-sideline movement, and that's true at safety, and it's true at linebacker.
And that's why we talked about Connor Barwin, because you see his versatility. And, Greg, one of the biggest challenges you have now in the National Football League is to sort of counteract these big receivers and these movable tight ends. We've seen Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, JerMichael Finley, these unbelievably athletic tight ends who, quite frankly, are like NFL power forwards. Greg, what do you do here if you're a defender?
Well, and it's not only tight ends. That's the thing, is now you're getting bigger wide receivers who don't just line up outside the numbers. They line up inside, in maybe in 3-by-1 sets. They're the inside slot. So they're running routes against linebackers, against safeties. The Eagles this week play the Cardinals. Bruce Arians does a terrific job with Fitzgerald, with Michael Floyd, lining them up tight to the formation. They often run routes against linebackers and safeties, which comes back to our original point. You need linebackers in particular, but certainly safeties as well, who are athletic, can move, and can cover.
Great information out of you for Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
54 down, 51 white. White 20! White 20!